Shalom Aleichem, our question today is, what is the basis of the minhag that some shuls have of reading the Parshas Nesiim? What's the Parshas Nesiim? So if we refer back to Parshas Naso, we have the building of the Mishkan, the completion of the Mishkan, and the indoctrination of the Mishkan, which started with the bringing of the Korbanos by each of the 12 Nesiim. So each of the 12 priests, the Nesiim, they were the leaders of the Shvatim. Each one had a given day from the first of Nisan until the 12th of Nisan, that they, each one, brought his own korbanos. And that is listed in detail, one by one, in Parshas Naso, starting from number 1 to number 12, and they went from the first of Nisan until the 12th of Nisan. And based on that, some shuls have the minhag to read each day from the first of Nisan until the 12th of Nisan, the given Nasi and his Korbanos. So the question is, why? Why is this so significant? And what are some of the halachas in that regard? And we're actually going to start off with what seems to be an unrelated question. We mentioned this yesterday. The minhag is to not say Tachanun throughout the entire month of Nisan. And what's the connection between these two? The reading of the Parshias of the Nesiim, and also the minhag to not say Tachanun throughout the month of Nisan. So we are going to start out in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tav Chaf Tes, that is in Or HaChaim. In Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin says follows, Einoflim al Paneim b'kol Chodesh Nisan. We don't have Nefilas Apayim, we don't have Tachanun the entire month of Nisan. Why not? So if we look in the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Zayin, he says as follows, because Mibnei Sheshneimasar Nesim Hikrivu b'Sheshneimasar Yami, because we had the 12 Nesim, and each of them brought on a given day, and that took 12 days from the first of Nisan into the 12th of Nisan, v'choyimea korban aya yom tov shalom. Each of those days was a yantif for him, the Erev Pesach, and also then we have Erev Pesach, and then we have Vimea Pesach, Guf of Yishuchad. We also have the celebrations of Pesach throughout, including Yontif at the beginning, Yontif at the end, Cholamoid in the middle, and we have Yisruchag afterwards. So accordingly, when you compute all those days together, Imkein Yatzo Rav HaChodesh B'Kedusha, the majority of the month is B'Kedusha. In other words, the majority of the month, we would not be saying Tachanun anyway. The Fichach Osin Kulo Kodosh, we accordingly make the entire thing Kodesh, and we don't say Tachanun for the entire month. So that's the basis. In other words, with those 12 days, those are critical in getting to the majority of the month of Nisan, and accordingly, because of the combination on a high level, we have those 12 days, we have Pesach, combination, majority of the month is B'Kedusha, and accordingly there is no Tachanun. Now, it happens to be that the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sif Katan Ches says as follows, V'tov Likros B'Nisan B'Chol Yom Hanasi Shalo. It is wise. It is a good thing to read during Nisan. It's talking about the first 12 days, the appropriate Nasi's bringing of the Korbanah. So the first Nasi would be on the first of Nisan. The second Nasi would be on the second of Nisan. Exactly the dates that they brought their respective korbanos, we would read that accordingly. We would read that in shul, or as we'll see, or we'll just talk about it now, individuals that are not b'minyan, you can read it b'yechidus. You can read it by yourself. So in any case, the Mishnah Berurah does continue, so that would go for 12 days. And on the 13th day, which is Erev Pesach, or it's not Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is Yud Dalet. So this is the Yud Gimel. On the Yud Gimel, on the 13th day, we read from Parshas Baloscha, continuing with the Nesim, and then it goes right into Parshas Baloscha, up until Cain Asas HaMenorah, and that was the making of the Menorah. So that's 13 days of reading from Parshas Naso, and then the last day into Parshas Baloscha. So that is based on the Nesim. In other words, we have an independent minhag to read on the 12 days. And also, because of that, as a consequence of that, and Pesach being in the same month, we do not say Tachanun. Now, the language of the Mishnah Berurah is interesting. He doesn't say it's a requirement. He just says it's an advisable thing to do, to have Likros, but not that this is absolutely required. Now let's get into a little bit more of the halachas in this regard. So I'm now going over to the Sefer Isha Yisrael, which is a very exhaustive, comprehensive work on the halachas of davening, of tefillah. And he says in Perek Mem Aleph, these are the Dine Chodesh Nisan, V'chag HaPesach, these are the Lachas Shul Chodesh Nisan. He uses the same language as the Mishnah Berurah, that it's Tov. It's a good thing to read B'yud Beis Hayamim Rishonim, the first 12 days of the month of Nisan, Kol Yom Nasi Shel Yom Echad Mikparshas Naso, the respective Nasi, read on days 1 through 12, and on the 13th day, to read from the beginning of Parshas Baloscha until Kenas Amoshe Es HaMenorah. And in the footnote, he has a number of related halacha. So first, he brings in the name of the Nemukei Or Chaim, Chanoagim Likra Parshas and Nesim B'Sefer Torah. And some people, if they read it from a Sefer Torah, I would think many don't read from a Sefer Torah, but I've seen in the shul that I daven in, that's not actually the standard minhag in the shul, but there is one person who does take out a chumash and reads it. So here, the Nemukei Yor Chaim is talking about those places that do take out a sefer Torah to read the Parshas and Nesiim. Korin b'lo bracha satorah b'yorcha satorah. There's no bracha that is said. It's just reading from the sefer Torah. Vayin sham degam lo tzorech l'kriya zot tzibor shel asar ha'shanim anashim. You also don't need like a regular kriya satorah. You require a minyan. This kriya does not require a minyan. He goes on and he quotes from a number of koskim degam anogim likra parshas nesim toch sefer Torah. Even those who are noheg to read it from a sefer Torah, it should only be read after the completion of the daven. He gets not part of the davening, and according to a number of poskim, including the Minchas Yitzchak and the Betzela Chochma, even days when we have the Kriyas Torah, so we took the Sefer Torah out already, why don't we just read the Parsha of the Nesim for that given day while the Sefer Torah is out? That is not the minhag based on them. Stick with the normal Kriyas Torah for that day, put the Sefer Torah back, and then at the end of davening, take the Sefer Torah out again to read the appropriate day for the Nasi. Having said that, the Tshuvas Har Tzvi does say, the Mekomo Shenagu Shebiyamim Sheish Ben Balav Achi Kriyas Torah, there are certain places that will, when they have Kriyas Torah, they do keep out the Sefer Torah. So they don't do like we just talked about in the name of the Minchas Yitzchak and the Tzela Chochma that put the Sefer Torah back from the regular weekday Kriyas Torah, Monday, Thursday, and take it out again. The Har Tzvi is saying that there are places that are noheg, that right after the Kriyas Torah, they will continue and say the respective day of the Nasi. We shouldn't tell them off. They should continue. That's their minhag. They should continue doing that. And then he adds on, fascinatingly, that Shechein hu minhag rov batei haknesses b'Yerushalayim. The majority of places in Yerushalayim, that is their minhag. Hanogim likra b'sefer Torah parshas Nesiim. So those places that are reading the parshas Nesiim, he says in Yerushalayim, the majority view, the majority practice is to, on a day, Monday, Thursday, that you're already laning, they would lane back to back. They'd lane the regular laning of that Parsha Sashavua, and then they would lane the respective day of the Nasi. The Tshuvas Dvar Yeshua says as follows, She'ela sheyesh likro rak nachar simat tefillah. All of this should be done at the end of davening, and even on days that we have Musaf, for example, Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, it should be after the end of Tefillah's Musaf. Okay, we'll end off with a question as follows. This was a historical thing that happened. It was in the Midbar even. It was before Klal Yisrael got into the land of Israel. So why is this so significant that we would want to recount, to remember something that's so historical in nature, doesn't seem to have a lot of significance for us today? What's the message? What's the significance? It's something that happened in the Midbar when the Jews were in the Midbar. Why are we giving the significance to the people, the shuls that do indeed have the laning, and even those that don't have the laning, we still have the significance because we're not even saying tachanun because of what happened in the Midbar for the first 12 days with the Nisim bring the Parsha. So why is this that significant that we're not even saying tachanun as a result of it? So I did see that based on the teachings of the Rebbe from Lubavitch, it's from the Sefer Shulchan Shabbos, it's also from Likutei Sichos, Krach Lamed Beis, page 91, he does explain as follows, that because this is something that is so significant, that when it comes to the beginning of the Avodah, of the Mishkan, that is something that is very fundamental, the Avodah B'nai Yisrael, for all generations. It's not only a significant historical fact, but it is relevant for us today, because that's what started out our Avodah. way back with the Mishkan, and it continued with the Mishkan, and then the Beis HaMikdash, etc., etc. That was the beginning of our real Avoda, Mishkan, Beis HaMikdash, and continuing into our shuls, which is a Mikdash Mat until today. And also he does focus on it, similar to Chinuch. The Chinuch, Kashem K'shachinuch Bonet HaYesod HaMeshach Kol Chayei Adam, just like Chinuch, where we mechanech a child, it's so fundamental to that child when we teach them, when we educate them, when they're younger, all the way at the beginning, that will last their entire lives. The same thing with the Chanukas HaMizbeach, the indoctrination of the Mizbeach, Banta Tayesod Avoda Samishkan, that has created the whole Avoda, the Mishkan, which is what we are all about, the Avodas HaAdam. So because it comes down to something that is Chinuch at the beginning is so critical, then you have the continuity thereafterward. Accordingly, it is so significant that there are many places that do have this minhag to read the Parsha of the Nesim, and also even those that don't, nobody is saying Tachanun as a result of the Parshas Nesim. So it is very consequential for us whether the minhag in the shul is to read it or not, but we are still remembering it and not saying the Tachanun because of the Kedusha that is imbued in those first 12 days of Nisan, because of the historical but relevant bringing of the Korbanos when the Mishkan started to be in use. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.